As you can tell from my previous two podcasts, I just barely figured out the technology enough to get online and record some stuff. Fancy sound effects, mixing, you know, Fred T in the mix. That's just not going to happen for a while. I've already fended off several really odd stares from my wife. Is, what in the heck are you doing in there talking to yourself about? And then segue to, who are you talking to? So don't expect high tech from me anytime soon. And I will say that while I am a geek, I probably have the least amount of computer skills of all the moderators and staff here at ATS. So I'm kind of like a geek without computer skills, which is really bad. At any rate, what I wanted to talk to about this time was very impressed with Magic's Jeeping vacation. Our vacation won't quite be so optimistic. We're going to be going to Las Vegas in November for several days. Unfortunately, I have to be back at work right about the time the Nellis Open House occurs, so I will miss getting to see the static F-22 Raptor. Rumors have it of a B-2 flyby as well, which, again, I won't get to see. Apparently, it's supposed to be quite an impressive show. I have never been to that one in particular. I have been to the Edwards Air Force Base show, which is truly a must if you are a hardcore aviation fan. But at any rate, we're breaking down and going to Vegas. This will be our third trip to Vegas. In 9 years, I would say. The first time we went to Las Vegas, the Luxor was new and it was the hotel. We got rather lucky. We arrived late. They had sold out of our cheap rooms. This is when we were still in school, so, you know, $75 for a room was quite a stretch for us. We got comped up to the junior suite, which was quite nice. Then the second time we went, we also ended up staying at the Luxor because cousins of my wife, who will remain nameless, because the odds of them actually listening to this are pretty thin, but I can't take that chance, decided that they wanted to meet us up there. And of course, at that point, you know, we had jobs at that point, and the Bellagio was new, and we really wanted to stay at the Bellagio or the Venetian, either one. That was deemed too expensive, and so the compromise was made on the Luxor again. All right, you know, it's unique. We can do it one more time. So at that point, we bought our plane tickets. They are in Los Angeles, so they drove. We're going to drive from Los Angeles, which isn't too bad. Well, by the time we packed and on our way to the airport, we get a phone call, oh, we're not going to be able to make it. So, you know, well, we proceeded to continue to go to Las Vegas, just ended up staying in a hotel that, while it was nice, it wasn't where we wanted to stay. This year, booked our trip through Costco, and was appalled, actually, at how inexpensive it was. Flying from San Jose, three, because, you know, Matthew's over two now, so he can't sit on your lap. That's probably for the best. Three round-trip airfares from San Jose to LAS, which is the designator for Las Vegas, nonstop. America West is the airlines, which means it'll be an Airbus plane, of which I'm no big fan of, but that's, again, yet another podcast, I'm sure. Including three nights at Paris, in a room that is listed as should be having a view across the way of the Bellagio fountains. And the tab for that came to $650 out the door, which I found just staggering. You know, if we wanted to stay at the Excalibur, which, you know, you would have to shoot me, basically, to get me to stay at that hotel, it would have been about $80 cheaper than that. If we wanted the Venetian, we were looking at about $1,600 for the same stay, and the Bellagio was about $1,400 for a room with the view of the lake. So, you know, the rooms look pretty good. I know people that have stayed there. And quite frankly, how much time are we going to be spending in the rooms anyway? We're just there to sleep. Not that we're going to get much gambling done, since last time I checked, a three-year-old's probably not going to be allowed to play roulette or anything like that. We're going to try a trick of my friend's recommended to me, and we'll see how that goes. He said, you know, sometimes it works the first time, sometimes you have to go back several times and do it. He says you get there and you cash a check for $2,000 or $3,000. Right there. And then apparently they will mark you and keep tabs on you. And it seems to, he feels, put you in line for more comps for stuff. It'll be interesting. You know, I'll preface this, we're really not big gamblers, and the thought of gambling $2,000 to me just is making me kind of pucker up here. There's just no way. If I lose $200, I'm done. My wife loses about $40, she's done. So, you know, now you're asking yourself, why are you guys going to Las Vegas? Well, we figured the three-year-old is going to kind of like the you know, Treasure Island. He's going to like the Fountains of Bellagio, things like that. We're also probably going to make another run to Grand Death Valley. And I will be making my final attempt to locate the downed wreckage of 928, Article 928, which was a CIA-piloted A-12. This is a one-seater precursor to the SR-71 Blackbird that crashed. The pilot was killed, and the debris was scattered over a large area. Preface this with, I have a very tolerant wife. I'm happy that I'm even getting this third chance. Twice we have wandered around the desert near the Rachel, Nevada area. You guys all know it's the town that's kind of the hub for Area 51. Glenn Campbell used to run his research group out of there. It used to be where the mythical black mailbox was, all that kind of stuff. It was kind of a stepping point for the trek on the mountains to see Area 51. So I don't know if it's going to be we. It may just be me. My wife and son may just hang at the pool, which is fine. Although, to be honest, Matthew really likes being off-road. He loves the bumps, and every time we hit a bump, he just giggles and giggles in his car seat. And to be honest, it's a rental, so, you know, you can drive it like you hate it, right? That's what that lost collision waiver thing is for, right? Excellent. Well, that's how I'm looking at it as. Anyway, I've looked twice now for the wreckage site. There's a gentleman on the net, goes by the name of Tom Mahood, who ran a website called Blue Fire, who found the jet. He lost his truck. It took him, he totaled out a Toyota pickup truck. He spent a ton of time poking around the middle of BF nowhere and ultimately found the crash site. Even found the pilot's sunglasses, for God's sake. And if you go onto his website, you can see pictures of him with, you know, hunks of titanium. I think he even has the engine seal marker on it. All kinds of just fascinating stuff. Which, of course, any hardcore aviation nut, like myself, would love to have. Just to put up on a wall and say, hey, yeah, you know, that's off of a... You know, if you got a beer, if you got a couple of beers, a couple of guys over, you can, you know, it's perfect for BSing and shooting the breeze and stuff like that. He does give hints on his website, but those hints are pretty vague. And he steadfastly refuses, despite me even trying to use my wife to coerce him, to give the GPS coordinates. He feels that something like this, you have to want it bad enough to try to find it. Well, Tom, I do want it bad enough to try to find it, but I just don't have the wife that wants it bad enough to try to find it. So we'll be making one attempt at that, and that will take the better part of a day. We'll also cruise by Rachel because, you know, with all the junk they have out there, some of that stuff's just going to be great fun posting it up here on ATS. So we'll do that one day. We'll go to Death Valley. There's a lot of off-roading that can be done legally at Death Valley, especially if you get off the main road. So we'll spend a better part of a day doing that too. We drive an SUV at home, and we'll be getting obviously renting one there. The SUV we have at home, most people would classify as a ski mobile. But actually, the 99 version of this was actually built with off-roading in mind and has one of the lowest off-road ranges, gearing ranges in the industry. And the low range can be used on dry pavement. So, towing a boat, I can put it in low range with going up the Sierras, and, I top out at about 40, 50 miles an hour, but I don't slow down on those steep grades either. At any rate, we're going to do that, maybe go to Red Rock Canyon. Nightclubs are out, I'm afraid a lot of the little rides are going to be out because he's not quite 48 inches, which seems to be the height. But what it really was is we found this stretch of days off. We needed to get out, and this was the best bet. Washington, D.C. was too cold. 1 week price going to Australia with the hotels freaked us out. We thought about going back up to Vancouver and spending there because we've only been there in the winter. Maybe we'll see. So anyway, as I'm rambling on here because I'm tired, wanted to see what you guys thought about Vegas and if any of you guys have brought your kids there and what have they done. Remembering that mine is 3, so taking him to the Star Trek Museum will amuse me, might amuse him, but is pretty much guaranteed going to annoy Mom. I think that's about it. I'm sure we'll, maybe I will see about doing some podcasts en route. I don't actually have a laptop to upload them on, but I'm sure if I found a computer with a USB drive, I could probably do some. So who knows? I might do some on the scene podcasts. We'll see. Anyway, this is Fred T. once again signing off. Now you guys know where I'm going on vacation. You'll be scouring with it. Anybody named Fred signed up? Better change to my middle name. Anyway, got to throw in the conspiracy angle there once in a while. Because, if you're paranoid, that doesn't mean they're not out to get you. Anyway, take care and hasta la vista, as our governor says.